know, a couple. I said, like I said, I give them credit because truly, you know, there was a couple shots I took that they got their hands on, you know, that I would like to have back. But, you know, I thought defensively they did a good job.
As long as you've been playing, is there a point in your career where you can look back and say, I had one of these before to help you erase it, to move on?
I think, you know, a night like last night, it's what makes you work tirelessly. It's what makes you, you know, shoot, you know, so sometimes your hands feel like they're bleeding, you know, because you know what it's like on the other end. When you can't make a basket, when you can't make a layup, when you miss free throws, when you can't dribble the ball, you just feel like you're, this is not going right for you. So you go in the gym and when you sit there, when you're practicing, you know why you're practicing. You know, for those moments when you can be so prepared that you tell yourself, I've done this over and over again.
So you talked about knowing your body. You need to get some sleep.
I do. You know, got home so late and, you know, just, you know, in and out all night and, you know, woke up pretty early and now we're back here.
Someone calls the radio station, says they saw you at health court at 7:30. Is that this morning? Is that shooting judge? Is that to be dismissed as nonsense?
Yeah, that's nonsense. But that'd be more detrimental to me than help, I think.
You know that happened, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Okay. Great. Have you ever had that tough a game? Can you think of a game where
yeah.
When you think of the last time you had a game that magnitude?
I'm sure somebody could pull it up. You know, I'm sure somebody could pull it up.
Yeah, when you took that last shot in the corner, the 13th miss, is it exactly as confident as you were when you were taking, like, shot six in game two?
Yeah. You figure, when the ball goes up, you know, I even watched it. It just was off to the right just a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everything felt good.
I guess pressure is a word being used a lot, but is there that sort of pressure because it's yet that all three or four guys, starters on the floor, have had good games together in this series? How much is that needed for game four or game five or moving forward?
The win is what I accept right now. That's the ultimate objective. You know, it doesn't matter who plays well, just as long as we win. You know, I don't care who gets the credit.
The chances of winning when all of you guys are gone, though, are immensely higher, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Ray, Dr. Sain said one of the plays in the league office today, a lot of which were Fisher defending you. Were you feeling the same as far as how he's defending you when you tried all those great stuff?
I got a foul. I think in the second quarter I got a foul where he was holding me, come off the screen, and they called the foul on me for, you know, kind of running through him. It's just the bumps early. You know, again, it depends who's calling the game.
Very quick culinary question over at Nebo. They named a pizza after Big Baby, and they claim that you're one of their favorite guys, but there's no pizza named after you. Why is that?
I don't think people believe that. They won't believe if there's a pizza named after me. I don't think they'll believe that, you know, I'm eating this pizza. You know, Glenn, for example, he could have two or three on the menu. They say, yeah, he's definitely eating this.
They say you like to eat very clean. What does that mean?
I mean, I don't know. You know, I have my days where I binge, but, you know, sometimes I get too slim. I have to.
Yeah. So you're like a salad kind of guy?
Pretty much most of the time, but when I'm playing these days, these games, you know, I got to load on the carbs.
Lots of greens?
A lot of greens, but again, a lot of pasta, you know, got to pack in.
All right, thank you.
Well, do you alter anything after a game like an 0 for 13 as opposed to a 7 for 7 start as far as watching it and critiquing it, or is it the same thing?
No, I was, you know, after game 2, I didn't change anything, and, you know, the same thing game 3, I won't change.
Have you watched the game from last night already? Mm-hmm. Your thoughts in terms of anything changed from a mindset standpoint?
Well, I don't look at it from my perspective. I look at it from a team perspective and just, you know, trust in what we're doing as a team and make my adjustments accordingly. You know, shots are going to be where they're going to be.
Talk about momentum with you guys stealing game two, and the popular theories are, well, momentum is back in their court. They win here. Is that stuff overblown in terms of how a series goes in seven games?
I think the team ultimately wins it all. You know, it doesn't matter where you play.
They took you off of the, coming off the screen on the right side, the way they defended it. What's the counter to that for you to get shots?
You know, I was probably early. I think Gasol tipped one of my shots early down in the first quarter. Underestimated his length. He got me in L.A. It's just really just, you know, pump faking him getting to the paint. And, you know, if somebody's open, make the play, make the pass, whatever it may be. But, you know, just for me, don't really turn. You know, shots there, you take it. But, you know, if you see somebody there, you gotta make a play.